the Spanish market lake has collapsed. We're getting Meigs and Monk and Witches into Mercadona supermarkets, and they have absolutely maintained the prices. But when you go on the open market out there, anchovies are being dumped. You know, something that we're selling, we don't catch anchovies, but the Spanish fleet, the inshore fleet in Spain, we're getting 28 euros a kilo, and now they're dumping them. The price of hake for longliners should be 5 to 10 euros a kilo at this time of the year, and they're getting 150 to 250. That kills us then trying to sell hake into the market. So that market is nearly closed. There was opportunities in the French market when the French boats weren't fishing, but now the French are saying they're back fishing, and their fishermen are actually going around with television crews going into factories and saying, look, these people are importing fish. They're not supporting the French fishing industry. Even their government, people like Leclerc supermarkets have said that only buy French fish. And they're like, people are afraid actually in France to actually take fish off of us. England, every chipper in England and Scotland is closed down. I know a company that put fish in the Peterhead fish auction last week and got 10 pence for hake and 10 pence for cod. It really is unbelievable. And that's why yesterday there was a meeting with the minister and the four POs and the NITS, and that the minister has actually taken on board some of the problems in the industry, and there has to be some sort of a fund set up with the EMF funding to get fishermen money direct to compensate for the huge losses that they're fishing. That's not to say we don't appreciate what the government has done by way of employment levies and for crewmen and self-employed and everything like that with the 355 COVID allowance. But for boat owners and for fishing organisations, it really is a nightmare situation.
And no immediate end to it, obviously, John?
No. We have 50 frozen at sea boats in Ireland fishing prawns, and they fish squid, but they've been in the porcupine for the first 3 months of the year. And the market for that would be the restaurant trade in Italy for about 80% of it, and 20% of it in the Spanish market. And everything in that now is actually in stock, either in the cold stores in Italy or in the cold stores in Ireland. And we ourselves would be holding over 3 million of stock of prawns. There just is no market. Now, the shelf life in the product is over 2 years. So we'd hope that if there's an opening up of restaurants, that it will start to recover. But at the moment, it is nothing that you can go fishing that will allow you to make a living and keep a crew going. It's just not possible.
It's hard to know what to say with a situation like that being painted. It's obviously exceptionally difficult.
There's no doubt. Obviously, the most important thing in reality is that people stay safe, and that, you know, I'll be able to have this conversation with you in 6 months' time or something like that. But it is something that we've never experienced as a country. And, that it's going to probably make an almighty recession. And there's nothing really that government can do other than put a fund in place with the European Union. Now, it does get a bit annoying that when you see the way the French are acting. In our waters, we get 5% of the Monk quota and the French get 50% of the Monk quota. And yet, when something like this happens, you get this parochialism coming in and the French fishermen going around, they were quite happy to accept them as European waters, but they don't want them as European markets at all. And I'm a bit disappointed that way.